The best tea in the city.
Yo, what's up, everyone? This is Dustino, and you're listening to my Top 10 at 10 with T-Wars on the street, on the air.
Okay, never tampile, you know?
The sun will shine again after the storm. And where's my Vita Soul Freaker?
Yeah, man, he just had to bless it with his voice, man. You know, I was actually surprised, Lina, when I got it back from him, because he took the words out of my mouth, actually.
Yeah.
Because I had actually named the beats before he had written anything.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so yeah.
So you called it after the storm?
Yeah.
And then he came out with this. That's clean, amazing.
Clean.
But that's exactly what happens when you are working with people who want to work with you.
Yeah. Actually, that's what I'm big on, actually, Lina. I need, I can't just work with just anyone over email or over in. We need to have like a vibe between the two of us.
Yeah,
so that the music can come out clean as it
does.
It's
a very story. I'm glad you said that, because it's a very story that Edsel tells.
Yeah.
About how he first met you.
Yeah.
Where were you guys playing?
When we first met Edsel,
I'll tell you.
Yeah, please do.
You
please
played
remind
before
me.
Him. At Magubinjal.
I think it was, it was a few months ago, ne?
Yeah.
And then Lena was actually shocked.
Yeah.
So he was like, okay.
No, he came here ranting and raving and saying, T, you must hear this man. And I'm like, but we know Dustino, but we always wanted to put the face to the name.
Yeah.
Because you are the reason Kaya played John Wick.
Yeah. my remix.
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah. A funny story about that one as well. I was actually messing around, Inje.
I think you should mess around more. We like it when you mess around.
Yeah, so yeah. And then I posted it, while I was making it, I posted it on my WhatsApp status. Yo, and my phone blew up. I'm like, nah, people need to hear this, man. Yeah, and then it did its thing.
And then what did Mtuda say?
We spoke with him. He was like, it's a dope remix. But yeah, let's just push it, man.
Yeah. So you met Edsel.
Yeah.
And like you said, you connected with the guy.
Yeah.
And then you also remixed one of his songs.
Yeah. I remixed, one of his recent releases.
Mm-hmm.
It's The One.
The One. Yeah.
So even with that also, I actually like the original song. So that's my other thing as well. I don't remix just anything.
Yeah.
So I like the song, and then I knew that my touch would actually give it more life.
Yes.
Yes.
Today we are celebrating once every blue moon, but once every blue moon comes from a lengthy time of toil.
Yeah.
And working behind the scenes. Right?
Yeah.
Guys, his parents call him Tsepang. Why yena abatla ho reche malimi re Dustino? I don't know. Hip hop was how you started.
That's half true.
Oh, why is it half true?
Because I actually started with house when I started Vele from the beginning. You know, man, in South Africa as a kid, house is everywhere.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so there was a lot of house, even playing at home and ing. I think that's how I got I actually got familiar with the sound.
Yeah.
And then hip hop only came in after high school.
Okay.
Yeah, but that was just to polish up my skills.
Yeah.
So I had friends that that needed beats.
Okay.
And I could work the software.
Yes.
And as I was listening to other hip hop songs, I was like, nah, I can do this, man.
Yeah.
And then I did a few hip hop beats, got placements. But you know, with that, it can be a bit tricky because now it depends on the artist.
Mm-hmm.
So your push is dependent on someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remembered, oh, hi, man. Actually, I used to do house. And that's actually something I can push for myself instead of waiting for someone else to
jump on it.
Yeah.
You are doing this while you're at high school.
I started in high school. I started DJing in high school.
DJing where?
DJing. I used to get gigs, you know, I'm from Kukatlong, ne?
Yeah.
Makhotmana Kukatlong, they like me. So yeah, I used to collect music from Khal, from
what do you mean collect music? Umfana USB.
Like CDs and I used to also like buy and download music. And some of the hot ones would come to me and say, hey, I'm playing somewhere today. What do you have for me? And I'd always have something in the tupper range, just ready.
Is it?
Yeah. So yeah, that's where the DJing thing started.
And how then I was like, you?
I was 14.
What? Only little time of a guy.
I want TV Nix. Not really. Yeah, I used to open for around like maybe 6 or 7.
Not my cafe, darling.
Nearly thing, Mara. Ish, you know, you maneuver. You maneuver, you find your way around. Around it.
What
yeah.
was your cafe? What time?
I'll drop in. So,
before the lights come on.
Sundown.
Yeah.
Yeah, before the street lights come on. Yeah.
And then when you're busy, they make him a hot man dance.
Yeah, so yeah, that was actually a dope experience. And then with that as well, I think that's what led directly to the music production. Cause when I would go out to go play, I would notice the guys that are getting booked are guys that actually have music out.
Yes. Their own music.
Yeah, their own music out. So it was a natural thing, alright. That's why I picked it up. In order for me to stand out, I need to start cooking up my own product. So, yeah, I think...
And then you downloaded the free software.
That's how it starts, man.
You know,
the crack from Smang Mang.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, yeah, luckily, there was a studio called Katlong. So during holidays, I would go visit my grandmother's place in Katlong.
Okay.
And then there was a studio close by. I always used to pass by and hear noise. What's going on?
Yeah.
The other day I just walked in, just sat by a corner. No one noticed me. Feeding off the energy, the people that are working.
Yeah.
And then I would ask them, how does this thing work, Val? I got a few pointers, like the bare minimum. This is the software.
Yeah.
This is how you open it. This is where you click for sounds. This is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like just
that's
that.
It.
From there, I was gone.
Which high school is this?
Boksburg High School.
Okay, go Boksburg High.
Yeah.
Which years?
2007 till 2011.
Phone nang. La Motseva. He's here. He's calling himself Dustino now. Call me. Send me a WhatsApp. I want to know. Who did he date? Who was his matric dance date? Who dumped him? It always comes back to who's the guy who opened that first door for you?
The first door, I would say, it would have to be Vinny Da Vinci.
What?
Yeah.
Tap two. Yeah. How are you? We bow.
Yeah. So that's why, till this day, I have much respect to Uncle Vinny. He was actually one of the first DJs that played my music. And he would actually plug, right? This song, I played it yesterday. People liked it. It's a boy called Dustin.
Which song was this?
It was one of my first releases. Actually, it makes me cringe today.
because you know you can do better.
Yeah, I know I can do better now.
But Vinny then still played it.
He still played it. So that also made me realize, Lenore, actually, I'm actually quite good at this. If an established artist like Uncle Vinny can play my tunes, it means more can come out of this.
T-Deep,
my brother. Shortly after Vinny Da Vinci, I would send promos out to DJs. And T-Deep was like the first person that was that would actually, that actually took his time to actually bring me in and sort of like nurture my talent.
What?
Yeah. So he kind of, he showed me the ropes of the game and everything.
And introduced you to key people.
And introduced me to key people. Yes. And he actually, we collaborated on an EP as well. I think that's what actually started, the pieces started moving.
Yeah.
After that.
And that's how you met Chima Music.
That's how I met Chima Music. Yeah, hey, Murin Kakai. Yeah, and that's how I met Chima.
Yeah.
Lena, same story. I used to send him promos, Lena. He was one of the guys I actually used to look up to, Vele.
Oh, yeah.
And when I started producing, Lena was surprised, Ning how. He was like, hey, my boy, come through to studio. I'm like, ah, this must be a joke.
Yeah.
Where are the cameras?
Chima is calling me.
Where are the cameras?
Am I being punked?
And then I went to studio. We worked on a few tunes. And we actually became, like, we're actually cool friends till this day. You know?
Yeah. And that's why After the Storm, together with Chima Music, right?
Yeah.
I listened to your EP.
Album,
yes, album. Give me verse.
Yo, verse. Yes, yeah, so people need to look out for verse. She's one talented vocalist.
Today, trouble mo chapter verse.
Yeah, Linda, I asked her the same question. Why verse?
Yeah.
Well, no, my name is Diman, which translates to verse.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah. I met her, through my engineer. I remember, like, I actually heard her voice.
Mm.
I went to studio to go drop off to drop off a few projects for engineering.
Yeah.
And then my engineer, Riddick, shout out to Riddick.
Oh, yeah,
hello. He actually, he played me one of the songs he had done with verse.
Mm.
I'm like, yeah, I need to meet this girl. And then we set up a studio session. Actually the songs that are on the album that I did with her, we did on that day. That's how talented she is.
What?
On that day in 2 hours from writing to everything. So yeah, that's very rare. The body is my temple, so I'm in church every day, even though it's church.
Got a chance. What a song, man. Ooh.
Thank you, man.
You love the bass, né?
Yeah, I'm very big on bass. I always say bass is like the stake of the song.
Oh, yeah.
You can't.
No. Yeah. No. Yeah, it is the center.
Yeah. So a good bass line is very important.
I'm hanging out with Dustino. Once Every Blue Moon, the album. It's out. Beautiful album. You must check it out. And we're going through. It's a listening session. So join us. It's going to be nice. There's a song that you also did with House Victims. Which I'm going to play later on, so make sure that you're there for it.
This is Dustino, and you're listening to My Top 10 at 10 with T-Wars on the street, on the air.
Indeed it is. Yes, it is a battle, because really, I mean, which song do we play, which song do we leave out? Now, you get into the music, you meet all these great people, right?
Yep.
And now you start learning the craft.
Yeah.
Because what you know, you realize you don't know enough.
Yeah. That's true.
So it means you now need to start investing in software, in equipment, and all of those things.
Yeah.
Are you using your own money, or are you tapping into parents' account?
I'm using my own money. It has to be my own money, man. But and it's actually for us to actually get here. It took a lot, but I'm glad that now it's actually starting to pay back, because now I'm getting gigs.
Yeah.
I'm making a few cents here.
Yeah.
But then with that whole process of creating music, the studio time, the sessions, there's buying equipment.
Yeah.
It actually adds up.
So now, where are your parents in all of this?
My parents, they're in the picture.
Yeah.
They're assisting me with the music, but then now I try by all means not to, I don't know.
Impose on them.
Yeah, impose on them. Cause this is like my thing.
Yeah.
They did their part.
But the noise in the house is imposing on them.
Yeah, but now, by now they're used to it, man. They're used to it. They know. They know every day from like, 9 PM. It's a noise.
9 PM?
Yeah, cause I work better at night when it's quiet and,
you must be go big room.
No, I'm in the house actually.
They're used to the.
Yeah, I live with my dad, so it's just the two of us. So then he knows by now, right?
Ziawa.
Ziakal.
What do they say about your take towards music? You know how parents are in music.
Yeah. So yeah, that's. Regarding that, they're actually supportive.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, cause they know, I actually love this thing, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they actually push me also where they can.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it's actually, and I'm actually glad right now, I'm actually, like even coming here on this platform, it shows that I'm doing something right.
Yeah. Is he listening?
I think he is.
I know, man.
He's probably. Hey,
Tala! Okay. Is it Eves?
It's Eves.
Eves.
Yeah. I met her through Chime.
Okay.
Yeah, so we were in the final processes of mastering the album. And the song was actually an instrumental. And
okay.
And Chima was like, for this one, I need to call someone that I know would actually kill this thing. And then, yeah, so he sent her the beat. I drove to Centurion.
Okay.
To go pick her up. Went to Chima's studio. Recorded the song. Yes, sis. And then I understood now why he
saw it that way.
Yeah. So even now we're still cool with Eve still today, and we're still gonna work on more music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here it is. I hope you're buying this album. Like right now. SkyM, stream it. My boy from my hometown, Shimza, playing the song on that beautiful platform of his, Kunye. Wait, did you see Kunye?
I've seen the
TV. Isn't that inspiring?
Yes, it's great, man. It's actually, he's one of the people I actually look up to, man.
Right?
Yeah. He's actually pushing.
I love what he's doing there. It's a movement. You can tell something big is going to come from that thing.
Very.
It's already, actually.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, but I heard he's turning it into an event.
Yeah. Shimza, kiswere tastinyo. So like a WhatsApp, get our connect. The again.
Yeah.
You can tell us more.
So with the album, I didn't want to keep it at one sound. So yeah. I wanted to show my versatility as
yes.
well. So a lot of people that know me now are like deep house heads.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm actually I don't mean to blow my horn. But I'm one of one of the best now in the country.
Wonderful. Oh, yes. And that's the thing about it. You need to find your space.
Yeah.
Not only the space that you're comfortable with, but the space that you can excel at.
Yeah.
And that's why the following, right?
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
And to be followed by deep house heads, you know, it's a big thing.
They're very picky, man.
Exactly. Like, you know?
Yeah, Alina, I'm actually lucky to have like a substantial following in that space.
Yeah. And when you play, there's obviously expectation to hear what Dastino has done, right?
Yeah.
But I'm sure you're a fan of other people's music as well. Do you also include that in your sets? Or?
Definitely. So, yeah, I try to keep it at 80% Tastino Productions.
Ah, great.
I have a solid set.
Yeah.
But I throw in a few exclusives from other guys as well.
My
favorites, actually.
Yeah. They are
your House Victims, your Chima Music. Hey, you know now since the boy came up, I get exclusives now these days. Yeah, so they actually give me to actually test it out.
Yes, that's a beautiful thing, man.
Yeah.
It's a community supporting each other, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me not lose my trail of thought. Now I wanted to ask something based on what you just said. Oh yes, I was watching Black Motion playing Osama.
Yeah,
and you know Black Motion with those drums and
they give it another
what?
Yeah,
and hence I'm asking you: do you incorporate it, or do you then say, "Let me maybe rather give it my own interpretation before I play it"? Because I don't know what's happening. Do you do that? Because Da Capo does that, takes a song and gives it his own production before he plays it.
Yeah, I do that a lot. That's actually what helped me a lot. So I would take like well-known songs. And then add my own like little spice nyana to it.
Yeah.
And then play that in my sets. It also remember also when you're playing, it's not entirely about playing your music. It's about moving the people as well.
Oh yeah.
So with me remixing a well-known song, it brings that familiarity.
Yes. And it gives it life. It gives it color.
Yeah.
Now to DJ, you know, to use the software is one thing, right?
Yeah.
To DJ now.
DJ.
You had to learn from someone.
At DJing I learned back in high school. Also that was also like one of the things that I actually learned for myself. They only showed me the basics.
Yes.
And then from those basics you learn in your head because you don't have the equipment yet.
Yes.
Yeah, so you learn in your head. You keep getting better and better every time you play. So you keep on practicing in your head.
Yeah. First gig, obviously, 14, child labor, 14 or so. But your first paying gig is Dustinia.
My first paying gig? As Dustino, it would have to be just before lockdown. Yeah, because that has to be like last year, February. Yeah, because I actually got back into house like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so my first paying gig as Dustino was just before lockdown, I think. So the gig actually had to be postponed because of lockdown.
So
I was booked in Cape Town. There's an event called Deep Set.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was meant to go play there, and then they paid me and everything, and then lockdown happened. Yeah, but at least we managed to sort it out afterwards. So as soon as
I'm sure it can hold air. And now they're like postponed, like you. I know the pain, bro. It is Car 959. We're on the street, we're on the air. Dustino is my guest, and we're going through his album. It's available, released the 1st of October this very year. Once in a Blue Moon. Get it. Kaya 959 on the street, on the air. Katlehon, you better stand up because your boy is here, Dustino. And this time with the House Victims, Gave It All, featuring man?
Eshawan.
We visa Eshawan.
Eshawan.
Okay, Eshawan. Nice to make your acquaintance. Yes, it gave it all.
Another story about the song. Yo. I drove to Pretoria, I think, for 2 hours to record it. Two days in a row.
Oh yeah.
Yo, yes, Skihutlam see you during lockdown. But then I'm happy with how it came out though.
Yeah.
It was worth it.
With Eshaiwan.
Yeah.
Shaba from Kasiahao, Arbrati, Obutise, Dustino, the AKA Mr. Healthy, Mr. Healthy Cut. Ogoti, how does he cope coming from Katlehong? Where is piano dominated Kasi producing music the way he does?
Yeah, that's another battle we're fighting, really. But yeah, I don't think I've ever been booked in my neighborhood, eh?
Mm.
Yeah, it's always been in other provinces every weekend.
Yeah.
Because the market there is piano heavy.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yes.
But yeah, they're slowly coming around. Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
In probably in a few months, things will get moving there as well.
So soulful house music, deep house music, never died, did it?
It never did. I think they just caught us by surprise in you with this other genre.
Yeah.
In the past 2 years, the deep house guys have actually been working.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll ever die, man.
Piano in itself, it's another dimension of exactly you're doing. That's why you're able to dabble with it.
Yeah.
And do remixes
in
that space. Yeah. So now, were you baptized?
I don't know. I'll have to ask that when I get
home. Can you call your father? Because some questions here I need answers to, but...
I'll find out for you and I'll tell you offline.
Oh, you'll tell me offline, okay. Because I want to understand, you are baptized, christened, tsepa.
Yeah.
Why Dustino?
It was actually a football name, so I used to be...
Whoa.
Yeah, I got the name I used to be a good football player. So it was around the era remember when Ronaldinho, everything.
Yeah, no carona no zala go dusting.
Flee. Took the words right out of my mouth. And it stuck all these years.
That's amazing. Munna, this is your first full album, right? Congratulations, man.
Thank you, Uncle T.
Congratulations for also listening to your voice, the inner voice when you spoke about what you need to do and what you need to follow. Because some people don't.
Yeah.
Some people don't even descend to it. Yeah. They're busy trying to please other people.
Oh.
It's refreshing to hear this day and age that you still have guys who believe and still follow what they believe in.
Yeah.
Regardless of how unpopular it may be, even in your hood.
Yeah.
But because you believe in it, you did it. Right?
Yeah.
And that's a once in every blue moon type of thing.
Yeah.
Where a star like, a talent like yours will come out and will notice it.
Yeah.
For your bravery before anything else.
Yeah.
Because that's something that we need to celebrate. So we brought you here to say, dude, you're on the right track. Don't even think twice about it.
Thanks, Uncle T.
Just do it.
Thanks, Uncle T. Means a lot. I appreciate it. Means a lot coming from you.
I can just do it. I don't get 15 into an hour. And like a spandy bank. Man, keep shining, dude.
Thank you.
I heard you, and I could feel your touch on that John Wick remix.
Yeah.
I could. I was like, yo. And then when Ed Soul told me about you, I was like, we have to bring him on. But he said, wait, there's a full album coming.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are celebrating you. And we say, keep shining, bro.
Thank you, Uncle T.
There you go. Ladies and gents, Dustino, the name to remember. Make sure you stream it. Make sure you buy it. And when you see his name on a poster, make sure that you go and watch him. Because he can play.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday, on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.